Everything in life prepares us for moments that define us. It was another quiet morning in America's heartland. As I drove to work that morning, I noticed the blooming trees and flowers that were becoming prevalent at that time of year. Since this day was intended to be a day in the office, reviewing documents, I arrived at work a little before 7 a.m., which was typical, so I could get the 10-hour day required of agents by 5:30 p.m. After opening the office, I settled in at my desk, which was surrounded by case-related financial documents that needed to be reviewed and analyzed. I was the sole occupant of this one-man office, which was one of the last of its kind. Most such offices were either being expanded or closed due to the inherent personnel security concerns of working alone. It was the murder of two agents and a small resident agency in California years earlier that had the FBI rethinking this arrangement. The office was small, tucked in the very middle of a concrete building, so no windows, TV reception, or radio signal. It was a Spartan place, built for focus, not comfort. Most days, that worked in my favor. It kept distractions at bay, allowing me to dive deep into casework. That morning, I was analyzing documents related to one of my local fraud investigations, which, not unlike most of my cases in Salina, was much smaller in size of dollar loss than those I worked in New York City, the FBI's largest office, a few years earlier. In both places, the work was tedious but necessary. As I worked there, I had no indication that anything was different about that day. No strange phone calls or other signs of what was happening. I assumed the world was carrying on as usual. Adults had gone to work and kids to school, all following their regular routines. I learned shortly thereafter that I was very wrong. During a short late morning break, I stepped into the hallway with the intention of heading outside, craving a moment of fresh air and sunlight. As I walked past a video production company's office on the way out, I noticed a congregation of their employees gathered around a television, their faces tight with concern. The receptionist caught sight of me and waved me in. "Have you seen this?" she asked in a concerned voice. I stepped into the room and looked at the screen. Thick smoke billowed from the remains of a building. The building had its front torn off. For a few moments, it was hard to process what I was seeing, the piles of broken concrete that used to be the building, with other damage and debris scattered for blocks. It looked like something from a war zone. My mind raced. Was this due to a gas main explosion, a structural failure, or something more sinister? Then, a little later, a news anchor confirmed it. It was a bomb. Its massive explosion tore off the front half of a federal building in downtown Oklahoma City. There was also ongoing speculation that other targets might also exist if this was part of a coordinated attack. It immediately started me to wonder which offices were housed in this building. Years later, while stationed in Midland, I had made multiple trips to Oklahoma City related to different investigations. One case involved an Oklahoma City Field Office, or FO, oil field theft case, which required that I testify there in federal court. The other visit was to obtain any recommendations or lessons learned they had to share regarding their Penn Square Bank failure case, which might assist me with a major bank failure case I had the responsibility for establishing. Was this damage to either one of those buildings? I studied the footage, trying to place it. The wreckage made it difficult to tell, and the structure was almost unrecognizable. But I seemed to remember the FBI's office had been in a commercial building outside the downtown area, and the one damaged was definitely downtown, and more of a typical government-looking building. Then the news shortly thereafter confirmed the name of the Murrah Federal Building. So it was neither the federal courthouse nor the building in which the Oklahoma City FO was located. A moment of relief washed over me as I realized that the local field office and its agents remained to investigate who had executed this beastly act. But it was a small relief in the face of something so devastating. Hundreds of people had been inside that building, many of whom were children who inhabited the daycare center on the first floor.